Lesson 14. Jason and the Golden Flays. Several sports teams call themselves the Argonauts. The Toronto Argonauts is a football team. At the University of Western Florida, both the women's basketball team and the men's baseball team are Argonauts. Why? What does the word mean? We'll discover the answer as we learn about Jason and the Golden Flays. The story of Jason is at least 3,000 years old and has many different versions. Here is one of them. Jason was Greek, the son of a king. One day, the king disappeared. Jason's mother feared that her husband had been killed. She believed that his own brother Peleus was responsible for his death. When Peleus announced that he was going to be king, she became afraid he might hurt her small son. After she smuggled Jason out of the palace, she handed the little boy to Chiron, a centaur. Chiron had the body of a horse, but the arms, chest, and head of a man. He cared for Jason well and taught the boy everything he knew. Jason grew up to be a fine young man. He was brave, clever, and strong. When Chiron told Jason that the time had come for him to take away Peleus's job, Jason set off at once for the palace. He boldly told his uncle why he had come. Peleus, however, was cunning as well as wicked. He pretended to agree to step aside and let Jason be king. But first, he had some advice for his nephew. "The people need to respect their king," he said. "So before you take over from me, you should do something that will make you famous. You should bring back the golden fleece and hang it here in the palace. Then the people will have a king they can be proud of." Jason knew at once what his uncle was talking about, because the golden fleece was famous. It was a sheepskin that was made of pure gold. A dragon that never slept guarded it. The golden fleece belonged to the king of Colchis, whose kingdom was at the far end of the Black Sea. Long journeys by sea were full of danger. Peleus knew that Jason would have to sail through a narrow opening into the Black Sea. Then he had to sail past the jagged rocks that had sent so many boats to the bottom. He might never reach Colchis. If he did, he might never make it back alive. At least, this is what Peleus was hoping for when his nephew agreed to make the trip. Jason put together a crew of 50 of the bravest, cleverest, and strongest men in Greece. The name of their boat was the Argo, and so the men were called the Argonauts. After many adventures and brave deeds by the crew, they reached Colchis. The king of Colchis refused to hand over the golden fleece. His daughter Medea, however, fell in love with Jason. She had magical powers and decided to use them to help him. She made the dragon doze so that Jason could snatch the fleece away. Together, they left Colchis aboard the Argo. After many more adventures, the Argonauts, Jason, and Medea made it back safely to Greece. Because Jason had been gone months, even years, Peleus was positive he was dead. Drowned at sea, perhaps? Eaten by the dragon? He was very surprised when, one bright sunny day, Jason walked into the palace with the golden fleece on one arm and Medea on the other. Jason did become king, and Medea became queen. Sadly, they did not live happily ever after, but that is another story.